Yes. The request of equality between men and women in his extended version is pushing them in a new field where it's difficult to find the right balance. However, spirit and freedom of freedom and consumer society at this time didn't cancel some guidelines, education from the past, okay, that we keep for it. What is good or not, self-responsibility, limits to your freedom, conflict management.
So we are talking about men's today. Yeah, so the men's are changing decades after decades. And the more the technology takes the place of a strong arm, the more the man is losing his natural position of defender, protector.
Geistertaschenlampe, der Podcast. True Stories beleuchtet mit dem Licht der Geister.
Heute die Folge What Makes a Man? Thema Honor.
Hello, it's me, Nino. Welcome to the Ghost Lamp, the podcast with the episode What Makes a Man? And today I give my very, very welcome to Alain, my French guest. Hello, Alain.
Hello, Nino. Hello, I'm Alain, and I'm very glad to be in this podcast today.
Yes, very welcome. I just say a few words for the German people, because normally we have a German podcast. Hallo, liebe Leute, willkommen in der Geistertaschenlampe. Heute zu etwas ganz Speziellem. Wir werden eine englischsprachige Podcast-Folge haben heute, weil ich habe hier einen französischen Freund direkt aus Frankreich gekommen, heute extra für diese Folge. Und ja, er kann leider kein Deutsch und ich kein Französisch, darum werden wir das Ganze in Englisch halten. Also ist es eine special situation. Aber ich denke, dass die meisten da mit Sicherheit auch so weit mitkommen. Wir sind ja schließlich beide keine Engländer und reden also auch nicht perfektes Englisch. Also viel Spaß dabei. Okay, so the theme today is honor. The content of this episode is the modern man comparing with, let me say, something like Jane X, a true story of honor, one from Nino and one from Alain, my guest, advice for an honorable life. But first, I ask you, my French guest, to present yourself and say some words about you. Please, again, Alain, go ahead.
So, I'm Alain. I'm 57 years old since yesterday.
Oh.
First, I'm French guy, crossed with Italo-Swiss blood. I'm a self-taught man with working since more than 30 years in the coffee industries. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky to have found love 30 years ago with my lovely Sophie. And I got two daughters, and I can say that I'm an happy man.
Wow. First of all, congratulations for your birthday yesterday. It's just an honor that you come here for this interview then. So you arrived directly from France. Now you are here in southern Germany in the recording studio for this live session. Well, this our today interview is the only one in English that we will do. Let me say what I know till today.
Yes, my German doesn't allow this possibility. So,
yeah, no problem. No problem. How was the journey today?
It was say fine, because we don't see us since time. Mm-hmm. And the last time it was really a nice moment. And I can say and think that this time will be the case too.
I think so. Just also for you or the English guys that will maybe hear this episode, the meaning and purpose of the podcast Ghost Lamp. So, well, I'm Nino. I'm a master coach, book writer, and speaker of this podcast. Our method is metaphysical deduction. The target of our intention is to talk to people, let me say something like between 16 and 19 years. Of course, it's just a big range, but because it should only say normally for a lot of kind of people. Our blog, we talk in podcasts with various guests in a scientific way across true stories, always trying to have a look beyond the things. We are open for all kind of opinions. At last, we want to offer to our audience new and interesting perspectives. Of course, staying on a path of heart. Our motto is help to find yourself. We believe that we all was living before the life and continue to live also after the life. Okay, Alan, I know you since years, and I know that you was born with the fragrance of street. You know the fights of real life, and you are not made of marshmallow. That's my view of you. You look more like a rock to me. Mm-hmm. And I can describe you as a perfect example of honorable man. If I ask you, what is the first thing you link to an honorable man, what is your answer?
Someone you can trust on.
Okay. Not a lot of words, but the best words I can hear. Well, and I can say an old Cherokee wisdom says, all honorable man belongs to the same tribe. You are French and I am Italian. Someone can be German or from Eritrea. It doesn't matter. If the feeling of the soul is on same level, it is a sign that we belong to the same tribe of persons, isn't it? Alan, what is a classic sign of persons that can lead to this conclusion for you?
So for me, one of the clearest signs showing that a people walks in the path of honor is to be able to take a decision against your own interest, okay? Because to be really himself, okay, it's difficult to pass through his own interest.
Okay, I understand. Being really yourself, okay. Alan, so would you say, for example, is it essential to have an honor code, or is honor something that do not need a code? May even better the absence of a code?
So, the mafia has an honor code. Don't bring your family in troubles. The army has an honor code. Don't leave your companion down. So the answer is, of course, pending about the using of honor. Is it for a common good? Then you need a code. Is it for your own life? Then no code is necessary. For yourself, your own code is your ethical value code, if you have one, of course. So should be transmitted by your parents, of course.
I see. I understand. It's right. It's right. I can agree about that. if some young kid is asking, "What the hell is honor?" Alan, would it be okay to answer to that guy, for example, "Listen, if you do things because you know that others will see that things, and you do it in a morally good attitude because you know that later you will be officially be appreciated, that's not honor, that's calculation in my eyes. But if you do the same kind of things in same good morally attitude, even if you will not be appreciated by anyone, because you are sure no one will see what you have done, then I think that's honor. Question, my friend, is this the right statement?
Yes, and on top, you can feel that you are aligned with yourself, and this is for me the most important.
Okay, I see. What do you think, how to review traditional honor in the 21st century?
On 21st century, kingdom of individual people and social media, which is really linked, find a trace of honor is very challenging. But God or the destiny bring always someone special that you meet in an unexpected moment. If you feel and check time after time that this is a person that you can trust, keep the link and you can perhaps see honor coming at all in a special situation.
Okay. I remember a true happened situation. I was a little boy and we was leaving the house of my grandpa in southern Italy after a long holiday period. At this time, my parents didn't have a car and we was on the rail station waiting for our train to travel back to Germany. Suddenly, I realized that I didn't say goodbye to my grandpa and my nonno. Yeah. So in short terms, I decided to run back to the house of my grandpa. I just remember that my mother was screaming, what the hell are you doing? Stay here, don't run away, and all this stuff. But I could not do it because I said, shit, I didn't say goodbye to my grandpa. So I ran back and my father only said, you have 10 minutes. Yeah, so I ran back to the house where I saw my grandpa sitting there. And I said to him, Grandpa, I didn't say ciao to you. And he said, I was waiting of you. After 2 months, the notice from Italy came to Germany that he died. And I never saw him again.
So he wanted just to make you understand that you did the right choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really an honorable attitude, but most likely it's a question of dignity, too.
Yeah, right, right. Anyway, I'm so happy that that I did it. Ah. Because you can imagine, after I understand as a little child, your nonno is dead now, I was immediately thinking about this moment at the rail station, and I said, thanks God, I run back.
Yeah,
in this moment.
Of course.
Okay, Alan, would you be so kind and maybe to share with us a true story like this from your life?
Yes, I remember well a special moment when I visited my uncle in the hospital. He was affected by cancer and only some day before passed away. He was knowing very well what would be the outcome of this. I was afraid because for all the reasons that everything can have in the life, so you didn't see people for a long time and you feel guilty from this, of course.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let him go without seeing him a last time. Okay. We spoke for 1 hour about nice common memories from my childhood. And he didn't tell me any reproach or something about this long time without news from me.
Okay.
He was no mentioning this. When I left, we just exchanged a look, and I think he understood I was grateful with him to don't say nothing. It's a typical reverse situation where you can see honor and dignity, which is really linked.
Oh, nice, nice. It's similar that's the same feeling that I had in as I said before. Yeah, I think these are little moments that maybe is really personal stuff, but it means a lot. Alan, you said dignity. Is dignity something similar to honor? And what else is in the family of honor? What do you think?
I think dignity is very close from honor, in my opinion. Because honor, you can think about bravery in some special situation, but...
Like Braveheart or something.
Yes, yes. Okay, we are not always in this kind in Scotland. And, so, in some case, bravery is driving to honor. But I mean when someone takes a risk for himself to help someone else, okay? This case, you can be brave, okay? Because you are taking a risk about your life, about your... wealth or something like this, but in other case we are more close from dignity than honor.
Okay, now I see. And do you think that modern man can handle this about what we are talking?
Whoa. Well, we from Gen X are different because we got the chance to didn't experience the war.
Which is
big difference with the previous generations. And we lived in a free society in Western Europe for this. We learned from our grandparents about history and the war, for instance. Okay. However, spirit and freedom of freedom and consumer society at this time didn't cancel some guidelines, education from the past, okay, that we keep for it. What is good or not, self-responsibility, limits to your freedom, conflict management.
Management, okay.
Yeah. Of course, everybody has to deal with this package in human limits, looking at the famous movie... The Seven Deadly Sins. But most likely, we can say that only the way for humans to meet, discuss, fight was in real life for us.
Absolutely.
Honor can be found in a war situation, tribal survival, but too in daily life situation where you can defend, protect other people. A man has to be a real man, and even girls from Gen X expected from us, because we are, this behavior. Okay.
Right.
So taking consideration, because we are in, we can say, general attitude, the progress done in the 70s by feminist movement to improve equality, of course, and break barriers on bad side situation. But really, it's a question of education at each time.
Absolutely. It's a difficult topic. But yes, I can again agree completely about what you said. The modern man, let's say, born after 1995, they are not the millennials. They are also known as Gen Z. I don't know how to say, but the last in the alphabet. Yes, from this generation, in my eyes, the men's are in big troubles. What do you think, Alan?
Yes, the request of equality between men and women in his extended version is pushing them in a new field where it's difficult to find the right balance. Per la fortuna, I'm not in. But
yes, me too.
How to stay a man without leaving some heritage from the past. Mm-hmm. Stay strong, solid, brave, if necessary, assume leadership for the family in his field, of course, while sharing with the woman authority from the family, decisions, of course, and all the tasks that where you find a natural deal, okay?
I understand, yes, absolutely. It's not so easy for them. Okay. They are also known as the smartphone generation. Let me say something about the girls. The girls want a young man of today to cry, to be sensitive, well-groomed and kindly understanding all needs of every kind of thinking. If he is all this, the girl will leave him for a wild and rough macho man. This is something that I hear often. What is your feeling about that?
Well, the first big change is that you can meet in a virtual way. Okay, so it's really different in this case. Mm-hmm. We can understand the request of the charming prince. With a dose and of sensitivity, but in my opinion, there is a confusion. Nature or God give to men and women some specifications,
yes,
or roles, we can say.
Yeah.
Being in a macho is in the construction of the man. Even your mother is pushing you in this way.
Right.
Education has to give to the young guys the rules to live his man life with the respect of the woman and the other, of course.
Yes.
Be sensitive or not is something that you have in your character. So you can improve, but mainly you cannot change. Okay, we can say in life you don't change. Okay, someone can expect sometimes in the couple, one of the man or the woman expect that the other will change.
Have to change. Yes,
or will change. Yeah. But it's a kind of hope.
Yes,
but really, it's not possible.
It's a lost hope.
It's my opinion. Okay, you can. We can say have an evolution, of course, because you can deal something with the time, with your experience, but you cannot change. At least you are sensitive or not. Okay, so at the end, there is no opposition with the fact to be a real man and to be sensitive. Mm-hmm. At least, okay. So the this is not the point.
You said something very interesting about the couples, the partnership, let me say, because it's really true. I think it maybe, I don't know, 300 years ago, but I think in the last 100 years, it was like that at the beginning, everybody is charming and show the best sides to the man to get this woman.
This is the first period of the love.
Yeah, maybe an illusion of love. Maybe it's more passion than love. Mm-hmm. But at the end, the women also, she show the best side. But when they are together and then they married and so on and the real life is coming and all the problems, then one or the other start to try. I want that my partner is changing because I don't like this attitude and this and that. And this is the big, the start of big troubles. Because what you said, I can write with blood. You are completely right. Don't try, please don't try to change your partner. Better it would be to learn your partner longer before married, so you can see also the bad sides. And then you can decide, okay, like you say in front of the church or whatever, okay, for the bad situations and the good situation, I will always stay next to you. This is not just a little word. I think this is very important because we are all humans And if you don't think about that at the beginning and you try to change, you will really have big problems. Isn't it like this? What do you think?
I think that at the beginning, after the first, we can say, patient period, you have to feel really if you can match with the girl or a boy. I don't know. I don't want to. Speak in general from this.
Yes, of course. Okay.
If something is matching immediately, you can build something after from this point. But if at the beginning you have to think, okay, I love this girl, but I don't like this. Okay, you cannot say, 100% you will love everything, okay? But you need, you cannot think at the beginning, she has to change, okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise, in, I don't know, days, months, or years, something will break, of course.
Absolutely, yes. So we are talking about men's today, yeah. So the men's are changing decades after decades. And the more the technology takes the place of a strong arm, the more the man is losing his natural position of defender, protector. What do you say about this statement?
So the way to manage a conflict has really changed because some native roots from the past have been forked in education and particularly in the last decades, okay? In the school and so on, so there is always changing rules. Mm-hmm. So before, the notion of fight, duel, was a way to manage a conflict. And now it's replaced by alternative solutions. Privileged dialogues and the psychology side, etc., etc. So, however, we can see some results, okay? Mm-hmm. Godkind now is the big risk, in my opinion, for the society. Lack of authority and on the reverse, ultra violence.
Okay.
Okay. So the woman has in her DNA the sense to protect her kind and her family. This is absolutely in each woman.
Yes, instinctively.
Yeah. The man has in DNA violence. Mm-hmm. It's like this. It's an heritage of warriors.
Warriors, okay. yeah. Every
so, he has to keep this part of heritage in a good way, okay, mm-hmm. but to protect, help and serve for his family and his community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it can help for a noble cause, not violence as just for taking risk for other.
I see. Alan, I don't want to be a modern man. Hearing all this stuff, thanks God I am a Gen X. My daughter always says to me, "Daddy, you are so strong. The men today haven't got any proud of themselves. They are so weak in everything they touch." But Alan, if I look behind me on my father's life, for example, I see me as a weak branch of him. So the question is, are we in a process that leads men to become women?
I'm not sure about this, okay? It's something that we can see from Gen X, because we saw from our parents, grandparents, and now we see, kid or children's. So in this case, we cannot say at 100% they will become like this, okay? So there is now a kind of fog about this.
Okay, a nebular situation.
Yeah.
Okay, but how we understand what is the right thing?
Okay, so in my eyes, it's easy. Don't do what you want to be done. Basta.
Ah, okay. You say at last the words of Jesus Christ Superstar. It's very very easy at the end. Should be a normal thing for everybody. For our podcast, The Ghost Lamp, this is the key word. I have to ask you two things more, my friend, because, as I said, Ghost Lamp, Jesus, supernatural, so we are coming on the basics of our podcast. So the first question is, Alan, what do you think about a life after death? And second, I hope you remember then later, sorry for the lot of questions. The second question, did you have any experience with supernatural phenomena?
Okay, for the first one, we can say extra life is forever the promise of the religions. It helps the human to live knowing that there is an end to their earth experience. So each human has to deal with, and even without religion, you can see or experience that there is no reason that there is nothing after your death. It's too stupid if you consider the life creation process complexity and the force of the spirit.
So you mean it would be stupid if nothing else will be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too stupid.
Too, yeah. Extra stupid.
Yes. So, and so for the second, so it's a strange experience, but I think it's could be lived by a lot of people. In 21, I lost my little dog, Vanille, her name. It's my lovely Vanille. And it was like a family member, of course, like a dog in each family. And 2 days after her death, we crossed with my wife a cat in an unexpected position and moment. Okay, it was really not foreseen.
A cat. A cat.
Yes.
Okay.
No, not a dog, a cat.
Okay.
Immediately we felt an incredible love from this cat, and we perceived, without speaking, the spirit and vanille behavior.
It was like the dog spirit. Yes. Spoke to you across the cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And later, I was walking in the garden, and I felt again the same feeling with a little bird. Mm-hmm. In French, it's a rouge gorge. Okay, so some people, of course, can say it's an auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. Okay, something like this. But believe me, what I felt, I can remember all my life, was something that we call supernatural. Okay, I understood from her some simple message coming from these 2 moments. I'm okay. You made me so happy, and I love you.
Perfect. Wow. Thank you for this kind story of real human feelings. We are coming to the end of the interview, Alan. What would you recommend to young people to practice or to do for help them finding the right balance between all the modern structures that leads to lose good traditions.
So I read a guy from a French political that now is retired, but he said we are only transmitters. Remember always from where you are, your family, your city, your region, your country, to understand who you are and live your life respecting your roots coming from all these topics. It has no link with modernity, technology, and so on, because all modern tools can help in this process. In the meantime, it doesn't cancel your capacity to have ambition or happiness. You are not set to be. Live your life as an actor, but don't dream your life. This is something that perhaps now it's coming up from new generation. They want to dream their life and not live their life. Okay, so perhaps it's not so nice sometimes, but you have to accept. Wake up could be terrible if you dream your life. Virtuality is just in the video game, but not in the real life. Respect for your parents and all people in general, because this is the base from what we have to learn from the old world. Live as a fair person to be and become an honorable man. In memory of all persons who face difficult situations like war, and we have the chance for our countries to didn't experience this, don't give up when courage is needed to defend what is important.
Great stuff, Alain. Great stuff. Your words remember me such an older person. It was far away days on an island called Ponza. I met a very old man of this island. He invited me to think, not to think about Moscatello, but drink a Moscatello made by him own. He told me exactly the every second of process that I had to do, drinking in a special way that I never forget. So maybe later this evening I can explain you exactly how.
Yes.
But it was really, really...
After some glass of wines.
Absolutely. It was very, very cool. He was working on a mountain. So we were sitting there in a very nice view on the sea and all. And he said to me, look, my son, look over there on the mountain. Do you see this hole? And I saw the hole and said, yes, I see. And he said, this is my work. And it was unbelievable because what a job for this old man. He was something around almost 90 years old. And I said, why you make a big hole in the mountain? And he said something I never forget. He said, my son, remember, always think big for getting big results. Because do you know what, Alain? He really wants to do there a discotheque over there. He wants to make a big glass and round, and the young people had to look through these glasses on the sea. This was his dream, and he's working every day with 90 years on this mountain to do that. So this advice, think big for getting big results, that's my advice for young guys today. Okay, this was the Ghost Flash. The imaginary ghost voice will speak his sentence to the today's subject, honor.
Aha, I'm curious to see and hear what the ghost is saying.
Being human is a special condition. The human is involved with heart and soul in his actual incarnation. He is not able to see clearly as he can while he is sleeping. All what you remember from the sleep is called a dream. And dreams are often confusing the alert mind. So the human need words like honor to distinguish good deeds from bad deeds. All in all, an honorable person is honorable in the speech of others and disinterested to be recognized as honorable.
Wow, good sentence.
Yes, I get from that, boy or girl is just something defining our sexuality generally during our lifetime on Earth. But after death, we are ghosts. No need to be identified as man, woman, or something else. And the same is with honorability. That's a powerful word, but it is needed only to be classified in our community. At the end, if you are living honorable, that means that for you nothing changed, but in the perspective of others, you will take a certain place in their view, depending on the position from who is looking at you.
Yes, at the end, from my perspective, I think and remember only honorable and kind people who passed away. Fucking people now. So it's a nice target to be a part of them.
Yes. For 30 silver pieces, Judas Icarus sold his honor. And at the end, this leads him to eternal disaster.
Hey, unfortunately, he has many followers.
Alan, I have to say thank you for your for giving me the opportunity to have a talk with you. Even if it was in English, I think it was very, very nice. I hope also for the audience. And at this moment, Alan, I wish you have a nice trip back to Luxembourg, France, or wherever you have to drive back.
Yes, also for me, thank you so much for this invitation in your podcast. I consider it as an honor, as the theme of the day, from an honorable man like you. Thanks God and the destiny to meet us.
Thank you very much. Und hiermit endet die Podcast-Folge von heute. Wir bedanken uns bei euch fürs Zuhören und für jedes Like. Wer mehr erfahren will, geht auf www.geistertaschenlampe.com oder schreibt uns eine Frage in das Kommentarfeld. Lest gerne unser Buch Geisterthese, das ist nämlich die Basis unserer Arbeit. Wir versuchen weitestgehend ohne Werbung auszukommen, wie man hört, und finanzieren uns durch Sponsoring. Das reicht nicht immer, also bitten wir dich, uns zu abonnieren. Das hilft dir, keine Folge zu verpassen und verschafft uns mehr Reichweite. Danke vom gesamten Team Geistblick.
Next to come. Vorsicht, Spoiler. In der nächsten Folge wird über Haltung gesprochen. Innere Werte werden auf den Prüfstand gesetzt und das Problem mit dem Blickwinkel der Wahrnehmung in gewohnt investigativer Weise ergründet. Der Extremsportler Toni beschreibt seine Ängste, Hoffnungen und teilt seine Daily-Routine-Situationen, über die eigentlich niemand spricht, mit den Zuhörern in einem spaßigen Dialog mit dem Speaker. Dann ist da noch die True Story mit dem Boxcoach, der nur zwei Taktiken anwendet, aber immer gewinnt. Die letzte Folge beendet nun die erste Staffel und je nachdem, wie viele uns bis dahin gefolgt sind, wird darüber entscheiden, ob es eine Fortsetzung der Staffel 2 geben wird. Verpasse also nicht die letzte Folge. Die Welt ist das, wofür du sie hältst. Wir hören uns bei uns im Podcast Geistertaschenlampe. Der Frequenz der Geister.